Blog Talk Radio.
Good music never dies, so you know, we just keep it going, keep it flowing.
Also, if you want to reach me, also hit me up on Twitter at KNOWME KNOWME NOT KNOW, KNOWME KNOWME NOT. And also, if you want to be interviewed on the show, you can hit me at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. Once again, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. What I need is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, contact information, and your pictures. Why do I need that? So that I can make a good flyer for you, ask you the right questions, promote your work, and best of all, try to help you get paid, have other people know about you, and get you to marketing your stuff. So that's what we're all about. And also, it's a one-time fee of $25 if you do want to get interviewed, because we've had some times in the past we try to do it for free, and people try to do, like, last-minute requests or showing up late, or they'll let you promote it the whole week, and the next minute at the last minute duck out. So, nah, just like you try to make money, we try to make money, and we handle business professionally. We ask that if you want to have to duck out, please give us like 2 hours of warning, so then that way we can put somebody else who want to have a topic for tonight or do something different, because, you know, it's not fair to anybody just to wait around. Now, without further ado, we're going to get into tonight's topic. And tonight, my co-host is going to be Miss E, Miss Chocolate E. Erin. She's going to be on the show. As you know, y'all heard her before on here. She keeps it real. So I made sure tonight definitely not to let her know what the topic is, because if she knows what these scenarios are, and everybody on SL Facebook and regular Facebook has seen this, but she hasn't seen it yet. So let's see how she's going to take to it tonight. Now, bring it on to the show, Miss Erin. Hey, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hey. Got me leery about what's going on tonight.
Oh, you know, we're just talking about keeping it real. You know, you like to keep it real, right? You don't like nobody to lie or cheat or swag you on anything or try to make you think like one thing's going down, it's really something else.
Do you really want to go there?
Right. The topic tonight is called, now, ain't that some sugar honey iced tea? But the main one is going to really get you. So let us know what some BS that you've gone through lately and how did you handle it?
Let's see. I'll tell you what some BS. Recently, my uncle passed, and I was informed by an associate through the via Facebook for them that he passed away. Not by anyone in my family, not my father, who's his brother, but by a friend that I met out here in California, and not my family. They were able to, though, post it on Facebook that he passed away, but didn't contact immediate family like his niece. So, yeah, that's some shit right there. How I handled it, I think I handled it quite damn well. Who acted a damn fool was my mama. She called my daddy up, called him and cussed him out the day that his brother died and said, ain't that some shit? My baby had to hear that from somebody on Facebook that her uncle died. She didn't even know what the hell they was talking about. And so, you know, Mama Bear kicked in and went in, and my daddy was like, well, I'm going through something. She said, you're going through something, but you had time to post it on Facebook. Now, ain't that some shit?
Yeah. That's that sugar honey ice tea we be talking about.
But, yeah, that was my most recent ain't that something. Oh, but did you want to hear the next one? I got one even better. The person that called me to tell me that my uncle passed away, she a narcissist. So, like the day after my uncle passed away, she called me. She said, you know, I would ask you to do my makeup for the family reunion this Friday, but I know you're going through something. So why are you even bringing it up? So why are you even bringing it up then?
That's how people are.
I'm like, are you serious right now? I tell you, I run into all kinds.
Well, I mean, at least she didn't ask you in front of your face.
Oh, no, because I don't think she had the heart or the balls to do that one. This is
well,
like... You asked for a damn
You had that one wild situation with her, so, I mean, you can't really expect her to be too much on the smart level, because you do remember the lion got trapped by a monkey on a motorcycle, and the surrounding cops left the area just to find out he was back in the house again. Hey, that's untrue, Sugar Honey Ice Tea. I would even been near that one.
Look, I'm at home minding mine. And she called me. So I ain't know what that situation. I'm up here minding mine.
Well, let's see, how we want to do this? Should I give you, like, the lighter stuff and lead you up to the grand finale, or are you ready to take it in the face right now?
I'm about to say, just go for the jugular.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
Hey, I'm about
to... You're not mad at no kids. You don't have no homework. You don't have nothing else you got to do tonight, and you don't have no drinks around you, right?
My daughter's bedroom with the door closed.
Okay. So, everybody, once again, this is Erin, my co-host, and like I said, she keeps it real. And, of course, I couldn't let her know about the scenario ahead of time, but if she would have looked on Facebook today, she probably would have cursed out right before getting on the show. For all y'all that read this, two people actually was logical and very cool. The first person said they wouldn't mind. They would look out for the child's interest, and it's not the child's fault. But if they had to do it, the person would not be able to keep the child for what the person would have to do. Now, the second person was like, I would love it as I own. It's not the child's fault. Things happen. For the other people, my partner said she would beat the woman dead, and she would bring the guy back from the dead and beat him dead. Then another person said on Facebook, I honestly do not know, but the child is a part of my husband and would want to make sure the child is cared for. I would rather have the options, but the law is so fickle, so I have a lump sum of insurance, and I would not grow to resent the child's mother for making that decision. It's hard to be forced to pay, especially when that was the husband's mistake. Then also, from Sunny D. Moore, she says, she better go to the court system and get a Social Security, because no court can make you do that. And then Monty said, my cousin, nodding my head, agree, Sunny, and yes, he smashed her, not me. So, now without further ado, Erin, here goes the scenario. Are you ready?
That's dead bitch walking, because guess what? Because, bitch, you knew all this time that it was his motherfucking baby. Guess what? Keep on
doing it. No. You don't know the scenario yet. You don't know the scenario yet. You heard what the comments were. Wait till you hear the scenario. Picture this being your baby daddy. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
What would you do if your husband cheated on you with another woman and got her pregnant? You took care of the baby and you paid for it. No. Listen to the whole thing. Because it just sounds bad in the beginning, but what the judgment is going to be at the end is going to mess you up totally.
Okay.
And let's say you just request your woman, you're doing all the right things, and you forgive a person and all that. All right. So what would you do if you're going to see it's going to be very bad at the end. That's why you got to hear the whole scenario. Just the beginning, of course, we already know what cheating is. All right. What would you do if your husband cheated on you with another woman and got her pregnant? You took care of the baby and paid child support regularly until one day he got into an accident and he died. Now check this out. The baby mama comes back to sue you for child support, and the child is only 4 years old. And the courts order you to pay child support up to this child up to 18 years old or when the child graduates college because of the baby mama can't afford it. How would you handle the situation?
I would become completely disabled like a mother sausage. Bitch, you wouldn't get shit. You wouldn't get a motherfucking quarter. Because I didn't make that little bastard. And I threw that bitch for being a fucking homewrecker.
But the court ordered that you must pay. They order you must pay the dump because your husband started paying it and she was financially.
Retaliation. I sued that bitch for pain and suffering of ruining my marriage.
Well, I had another person, Cherokee from IB, said she would pay a crackhead to whip the woman's tail. And then, like I said, my friend said she would beat the woman senseless and bring the guy back from the dead and whip him again for even making the baby.
Too bad the baby fell, because I feed it a good night meal.
Wait, do you realize, Erin, how much that means that would cost you? Let's say it's $10,000 a year, and for 14 years you had to pay for the child. That's $140,000.
I ain't paying
shit. Like, they just got a,
I'm going to lock my ass up. I'm not paying a motherfucker that. You might as well lock my black ass up right
now. If it would work, how do you get locked up and you need to make the baby?
I tell them, you can't make me. I will do an appeal. I take it to the Supreme Court. Why I got to pay for this bitch infidelity? She fucked a married man with her priceless stinking ass. And you think I'm going to pay for that? Got me and the rest of the world fucked up. If you think I'm gonna pay for this little bastard.
See, this is once again, everybody listening. Everybody, like I said, once again, this is why I did not tell her this before the show. Picture her driving down the road here in this scenario. Or picture she sees somebody in the street that's a baby mama. You might smack somebody now just because of this situation.
Reason I get so damn mad because my kid's father did that shit. And then the bitch came asking me about a birthday party. And you know what the fuck I told that bitch? The motherfucking baby birthday party. Because my child had a smell Chuck E. Cheese birthday party. I don't know what the fuck you're going to do. So you better figure it out. Because guess what? That ain't my little bastard.
Well, I got something that's worse than that also. This one person, she had four kids by the same person. And he goes live with another woman and take care of her kids. How'd that work out?
She should have gave him a good night meal. I remember the day I'd invite him over for the last supper. Come over, all the herb mix. I'd be like, I'll fix your plate. I'd be so motherfucker sugary, buttery, cream to his ass. And that'd be the last thing that bitch remember, because he'd be dead, door not dead. The bitch ain't going to play mine. My work is ass, my woman, ain't good to nobody, not himself, not anybody else's children, and nobody else on the planet. But I do agree with this. He is very consistent.
Oh, Lord. I don't think that's too good of a compliment, but okay.
Hey, you better take him where you can get him when it comes to that motherfucker. But I would go to the Supreme Court. I would appeal that all the way to the Supreme Court. There's no way in God's green earth would I ever pay that bitch one red cent. What she would get is my foot needy up in her ass. That's what she would get.
Well, at least it was a bad one. I first heard the responses, because that
doesn't work. I'll be like, you don't take that little raggly-ass bastard and get the fuck out of my face, bitch. You do good to fuck somebody else in line and say it's theirs.
Hold on, but that was just the woman. You still got the fact that the courts told you that, Jones. I thought that. I'd be looking like, hold up, let me back this up. Let me try to understand this thing.
I walk right out of there and be like, And every time
they're
going to
do that, they're going to find you, and then they're going to lock you up.
I'll be like, but
how they read
you
a verdict and tell you guilty, you gonna say I'm gonna walk out on you.
I'll be like, you'll be seeing me again, because I'll be appealing that shit. I'll walk right fuck up out there and I'll be like, bitch, I hope you don't think you're getting a dime, because I'm supposed to appeal this shit.
Okay. Hold up, Erin. I'm gonna make it worse for you. Hold up, Erin. I'm gonna make this worse for you. Let's say you was going to school, and let's say you was working, and like I said, Your husband died, you know, everything done went past, blase, blase. How about they'd have been garnishing your wages, and then when you got your check back, it was only $12?
Are you trying to make me kill the bitch? I just don't understand why you want to kill this bitch and drag her through the streets. You just want me to kill the bitch. You know, you just keep scenario so I can become
like,
a homicide.
Look, Erin, these would be the four things that would happen. You would no longer get your school check. They would tell you that job was gone. Then at tax time, they would take your federal check from you. And then your work check, like I said, let's say you get paid every 2 weeks, that job would only be $12, and you know you was making like $900.
And there were four things that would happen to her. I would find her, tar her, feather her, and drag that bitch on the back of my bumper down to the motherfucking white meat. That's what would happen to that bitch. And I would do it with a smile on, with my shade.
See, hey, Hillary might be in office. You never know. They might be a women's right. They might say, you know.
Why are you trying to get what I don't understand? Because that's the only alternative is to kill a bitch in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the scenario would not work unless you just want me to kill a bitch. And I would tell the judge right then and there, you must want me to kill this bitch. I mean, you must. For you to make a verdict such as this, you want another homicide on your hands, don't you? Well, this one's going to make the front page, baby, because I promise you, it's going to be a headline zinger when I kill this bitch.
Let's be thankful nobody's on the show tonight. Y'all all probably will be going with this. That's what I told you. This would not just be a one-time segment show. This would be one of the topics. It probably would last for like a whole week. It would be all different types of ways. It would be all different types of scenarios to it. And it would be in so many different languages. You'd probably learn how to curse in 15 different languages just from this one scenario.
Saying, you just made this scenario to the point where I would definitely have no recourse but to kill this bitch. I will feel vindicated in killing her because I felt that there was no other way out. And that's what I would tell the court when I got arraigned. I felt I had no other way out but to kill this bitch.
And you can ask for help. That's 25 years right there, see. You ain't getting that on AYP.
You already don't like my stuff because I ain't going to pay for the bitch child support. So I might as well go out with a bang. What they say, if you going, go your way.
What you think your mom would say in this kind of situation?
Oh, I don't think it's fit for radio or TV.
Okay. Well, let's say you're a Christian woman and you go to church. You know the Bible says you're supposed to forgive somebody 7 times 7.
You know what? It's a Christian. It's happening. They say, Jesus, tell me, but I'm going to lay my Bible down. That's what happens with Christians and stuff like that happens.
Gosh, I can't with you.
I'm just
Y'all
playing.
See why this cannot be on daytime radio? This has to be very late at night.
I'm just telling you the God's honest truth. It'll be like, Jesus, Lord, forgive me, but I'm about to lay my Bible down. And I'm not sure when I'm going to pick it back up, but just know I'm thinking about you.
Look, instead of being like Christ on the cross, you'd be like, Lord, forgive me, for I know what I must do.
Okay. Look, be like, I'm going to be thinking about you. I just can't hold you in my hand right now because what I'm about to do, you ain't going to be happy.
No, you know what it's like? Did you ever see Flavor Flav, the show part 2, when he did Flavor Love 2? And the girl was like, she was whooping the girl and praying at the same time.
Well, hey, you know, sometimes you be asking, Lord, make me stop. I know I ain't doing right, but this feels so good beating this bitch ass, Lord. Damn, please take it from me. Take the taste out of my mouth. Just, you know, take the wheel out behind
me. Nah, you get it. Like, you remember when your kids got in trouble and stuff, you'd be up there trying to spare the rod on it, and you'd be being like your parents do. Like, didn't I tell you not to do that again? Like, you'd be not beat her so bad, it'd be ridiculous shit.
And me, because when I've been in whoop their ass, she'd be like, did you just apologize? She said, hell nah. She said, you done beat the he-holy shit out their ass, and they're going to say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry, y'all, but y'all had that ass.
No. You remember that ringtone I told you? You be playing that, I'm about to whoop somebody's ass. Like, that'd be a ringtone coming down, walking towards her.
You know what,
because like that one girl that talked all that smack to you, and then she thought she was your mother, and then you stepped out of the car.
Oh, yeah. That bitch was like, yeah, bitch. That's what I thought. Now, you going to do the what to me when you saw me? Yeah, you didn't know I was this tall, huh? And then what was so sad, it was like, I can't beat this bitch ass because it would look like I was the fucking bully. Here I am, 5'9", and this bitch barely 5 feet.
Now you seen David and Goliath.
Oh, but I'm telling you, Goliath would have got his motherfucking ass. No, take that, turn it around. David would have got his ass whipped in that scenario. Goliath would have been victorious. Because I wasn't going to let that bitch whip my ass.
Aaron, can I give one more fight scenario? But you know it's so wrong, but we talk about this on a regular basis. I know you're going to cry laughing when I bring this one up. This is the head kicker. It's something we always talk about.
Oh, Lord.
You ready?
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
Now, let's say you seen somebody, you thought they was fine, they was cut up, they was working a job, they had muscles, they was flexing, they was tall. You thought they could lay it down on you. They was good and everything like that, right? But then one day, you and the guy, y'all chilling, laying down, going to sleep, having a good time over your parents' house. And then your baby father walk in and tap him, be like, I know you ain't sleep, nigga, get up. How do you take to a situation like that?
I hate you. I just hate your ass so bad right now. You know, he is talking about a real life experience on this
one.
Shut up. You've been
blotted up. Look, how about the baby daddy kicked the nigga in the butt until like, get out? You just, like, you see her the next day. How you going to respect that man? I mean, you went to school with him. You done went to the movies. You done hanged out around your girlfriends. Everybody thought you was going to get the business. And then something like that happened. Like, how you have a nigga just walk up on your man and be like, get out, bro. I know you ain't sleeping.
That's why I ain't talk to that motherfucker no more.
You get mad every time. You just want to smack him just on principle.
I just was like, so, bitch, you going to get both our asses kicked? That's what you going to do? Because that motherfucker sure pretending like he was asleep. Let me tell you what happened, y'all. This is what happened. Me and the dude fell asleep on my couch. And my aunt was getting in from out of town. And she came in and didn't lock the front door. My kid's father was in town, but we were not together. He was in town because his grandfather was passing. And he came over to my house because he claimed that he was going to see if we were all right, me and my kids. And he realized that my front door was. He thought that the the door was unlocked, and he was worried about it. So when she comes into the house, he is standing over me and the man.
You sure that was the man?
I thought, nah, he's on the other side of town. I ain't got to worry about him coming over here starting no mess. But all of a sudden, I feel a tap on the shoulder. I said, and he tapped me again, and I said, He said, bitch, you ain't supposed to fuck up. I woke up, I said, huh? He said, huh? I'm nothing, bitch. Who the fuck is this? I said, oh, this is my friend. Your friend, bitch. That's what he said. He said, your friend? I said, yes. He going to say, bitch, don't play with me right now. Who the fuck is this? I was like, but we don't go together. Why are you asking me these questions? He said, bitch, I'm telling you now, you better quit motherfucking playing with me. Who is this nigga? And I said, I told you, he was my friend. And but mind you, the whole entire time we laying there, and I'm arguing with this motherfucker, he up there talking about he sleep. He ain't budge. He ain't blink the eyelid. That motherfucker I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then, all of this motherfucker ain't moved. Do you hear me? He ain't moved. Then he said, oh, this motherfucker, he kicked me. He said, wake up, nigga. Wake up. He was like, hey, bruh, wake up. This motherfucker still in there like he dead. Looking at this motherfucker like, seriously, nigga? Seriously? That motherfucker said, bruh, wake your ass up, nigga. You ain't sleep. I said, really, bitch, you gonna act like that woke you up? I should just punch you my motherfucker self. That motherfucker gonna say, what's up? He's like, bro, you gotta go. That's what's up. Rise up and get the fuck up out of here, nigga. Bye. That nigga said, oh, okay, and got the fuck up and left me to get my ass beat.
Hey, now just remember that. That was your baby daddy. Picture you being out in the street, somebody robbing a car or getting some money or, you know, a nigga trying to holler at you. And he let a nigga just walk up like they were like, oh, I didn't realize that was going on.
I'm looking at this bitch like, so you just left me? And I'm saying, I mean, you just left like a bitch-ass motherfucking nigga. This nigga gonna tell me that was between you and him. I didn't want to get in the middle of y'all business. What? What did you say?
And you got a lecture after that.
I got the biggest motherfucking lecture of all time. He was like, you stupid bitch. You done let this motherfucker come up in here. He done left your ass. What if it was somebody trying to rob your motherfucking ass? You just been a robbed, raped, dead bitch. And what about my kids? I was like, I didn't know he was such a bitch. How a bitch supposed to know? And what happened was I was tired and I fell asleep, or he wouldn't have even been there, but I got sleepy. And I fell asleep. But this is the kicker. This is what really pissed him off. I had my head laying in the nigga lap.
Oh. Dead woman walking. What you said about that woman earlier? Dead woman walking.
And he tapped me and was like, who is this? I was like, huh? I was trying to buy my mind.
Lucky he didn't see nothing on your lips. Your lips wasn't glossing.
No. I was just taking a nap. There wasn't none of that going on. But it was
It was in his lap, you know, baby daddy ain't thinking like that. He was like, uh-uh.
I know. Because he was like, he said, you better go out and kill you. I was like, well, why would you want to do that? We not together. And he was like, saying that because I don't give a fuck. You know how them baby daddies are trying to have baby daddy rights and they don't have a leg to stand on because, nigga, you don't even pay child support, so let's not go there. But the thing of it was, he had valid points. The motherfucker got up. Didn't say, nigga, you got me fucked up, nothing. He said, okay. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but
you
know, part when he curled up, he tried to play dead to the world. So that means, like, if somebody came over there to you, he'd be the one hiding in the closet or something. You'd just be short out of luck.
That motherfucker is rock, stock, steel. I don't even think he breathes too motherfucking hard. Then he's going to try to say, I didn't want to have to shoot him. I had my pistol in my... Bitch, you could have shot him. I wouldn't have been okay with me to get my ass. I told him, I said, you know, you could have shot him in the thigh or something. I'd have been okay with that just so he didn't get a chance to whip my ass. But you left me at the slaughter, so I can't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. I told him,
you know your boy a bitch, right? He was like, what you mean? I told him what happened. He said, nah, bro, didn't do that. I said, she, yes, fuck you did.
Look, he had a sass fire in his mouth. He was trying to act like he was in Peter Pan and La La Land. And the whole time, you got to stand there and just go get him.
When I say he left me hanging, I was swinging like an orangutan from a tree.
Well, on another funny note, something that happened to me before, and this was real crazy. You know how some people do dumb things, and they try to blame you for the dumb things that they do? Well, this one time, this girl, it was her first day going to school, and then, yeah, you make it to school yet. I'm going to tell you what happened. You know, like how you used to get off the bus and everybody had to go one by one. And, you know, like some females, they want to wear heels that look cute or they don't watch what they're doing. So, like, the bus was, like, on one of them sides where, like, you know where the handicapped sidewalk is? So it cuts a little bit down. It doesn't go fully up like the regular sidewalk. I went a chick stepped off the bus. Her heel caught the back of the step, and she stopped, dropped, and rolled under the bus. So everybody was, like, laughing at her. Yeah, laughed at her first. After her first month of school. So tell me why she told my mother. She's like, you know, your son told people I had bust my tail off the bus because I fell under the bus. My mother just was like, so what am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? How did somebody blame you for them busting into you?
I mean, quit trying to be you, bitch. You were in school, not fashion show.
Yeah, but you bust your tail with some 3-inch wedge heels. Like, even the teachers were laughing. It took the bus driver. He had to get off the bus, walk to the side, look under the bus, and pull it from under the bus.
I know.
How do you stop, drop, and roll off the bus? I think you're supposed to do that in, like, a case of a fire or something. You remember, like, Charlotte Texas Tumble when she took her big tail and got up on that coffee table and flipped over? That's what that does. It's like, oh, he's all, pop, pop,
pop. Oh, you dirty. I'd have been mad at your ass too, laughing at me. You probably was the first face she seen when she got up.
But no, Aaron, remember, it's the handicap sidewalk. So picture it's not like it's flat. The jump is like a curve. And as soon as you try to step off the bus, you slid under that jump.
Was it ice on or something?
Like, it was no ice. It was no rain. It was nothing. She just bust her tail.
Oh, she clumsy than a motherfucker. She can't breathe.
See, I had a big girl that was like that, too. She's like 5'4", 275. Well, I was coming out the IRS building, right? And, you know, the building was on like a hill, so why when she stepped out from the cars that was supposed to be going across the street to get back to where I was at, why she tripped off the sidewalk and started rolling down the hill? You remember like the Oompa Loompas from all that down from the great, the blueberry, and they was rolling her? So picture a person that looked like a big butterball and rolling down the street on the top of the hill. They said, how she started rolling? I said, like, I don't know, but I was going out there to help her. And then why she came and called her girlfriend in the car, she's like, yeah, you know, I was rolling down the hill and Drady even helped me. I'm just like, what was I supposed to do? You tripped off a curve on the top of a hill, rolling into traffic. I can't do nothing about it. You 275, shit.
You could have put your foot out and stopped or something.
Okay, let me put this in layman's terms so you can see. I was like 5'9", 145 back in the day, 180. So I look like a pencil stick. Now you picture your behind. If you picture your behind and having Fat Albert or Biggie Smalls on top of you, would you let a man whose stomach could be up on your back hit you from the back? You can't even get up. You got roll-on minutes on that down. Every time he try to hit you, you rolling over your back.
Stop right there. I don't fuck with the chubby boys. I mean,
but I'm saying,
if
you walked out,
I'm
saying, how about you to walk out the building? But that's what I'm saying. How about if you walked out the building and y'all's on top of the hill and he trips off the steps and he rolls over top of you down the street? You know how many bones you have broken your body?
I'm laughing because what happened was this big dude, he about 6'6", and his name is Robert, and he hangs with my friends, and he's big. He's big and tall. He's just a big-ass dude. He got, like, a barrel belly and stuff. And he was drunk one night, and he came to get the vodka to make some vodka tonic. So he's like, there's another vodka right there, Robert. That motherfucker, we had that. We were sitting at the bonfire. That motherfucker missed his footing coming down. Like, you know, it's at the side of when you walk from one neighbor's house to the other side with the driveway. That motherfucker did that. I paid for the fucking roll. He rolled on fucking. I was falling out that motherfucker rolled down the driveway. This is the funniest shit of all. My little alcoholic friend. Why did I just jump up and grab the motherfucking vodka bottle? She was like, hey, I saved the vodka.
Oh, damn. That looked like something out of a movie, huh?
It was so funny. I was like, oh, this big ass rolled down the driveway. She was like, yeah, but I saved the vodka.
No, that's right. That's what you're supposed to do.
I was like, I was crazy. I think I damn near fell in the fire laughing at that shit.
Well, y'all, if we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show, I want to thank everybody for coming through. Once again, if you missed the show, You can check it out in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENNY. I want to thank my co-host for coming on tonight, Ms. Erin, keeping it live with us. We're going to be on here tomorrow night at 11:30 also. Erin, do you want anything you want to say before we close out the show?
If any of those scenarios happen, keep it gangsta.
Especially the one when if you think you're really with a hardcore nigga or a pretty boy or somebody you thought was real in the streets, just have her baby father come around and you'll find out if he's a real nigga or whether he's crossing his leg into the Twinkle Bill. Anyway. With that in mind, y'all, thank you for coming through. We'll see you tomorrow night. Peace, love, and blessings, and good night.